This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. Life amid the coronavirus in North Carolina is about to get more restrictive. First, Governor Cooper announced today that the closing of all schools is extended to May 15th. And then there's this.
This order closes gyms, movie theaters, sweepstake parlors, health clubs, and other similar facilities. We want you to close as soon as possible, and the order takes effect this Wednesday. Because of their inability to conduct social distancing, this order also closes hair and nail salons, barbershops, and massage therapists as of 5 p.m. Wednesday.
There are a lot of questions about this order, some we can answer and some that still need an answer. Joining us now are WFAE education reporter Ann Doss Helms and health reporter Claire Donnelly. And we will start with you. No school until May 15th. How is the state going to pull this off? Is there a plan?
Well, at this point, there's more of a plan to make a plan. Superintendent Mark Johnson said he's already created teams to address the most essential questions about what comes next, including such things as calendar flexibility, eliminating exams, and the most important one, figuring out how to ensure that the class of 2020 can graduate. He says those teams will accelerate their work now that it's clear that a long-term closing is needed, but today there just weren't a lot of answers. Both Johnson and North Carolina Board of Education Vice Chair Alan Duncan emphasize that the plan will include opportunities for all employees to keep getting paid and to work remotely whenever possible. But here's Duncan on the uncertainty that still remains.
There will be hundreds of decisions to make, and that probably underestimates it, as we redefine school this year and beyond.
So far, the distance learning has been described as supplemental with no grades and no progress toward earning credit. What will that change?
Unfortunately, that's another thing that's still not clear. That's apparently among the many decisions that officials say they're going to have to work out with the help of state lawmakers. Superintendent Johnson talked, well, both of them talked a lot about students having contact with their teachers, and they talked about school districts and the state providing resources to families. But Johnson also talked as if the burden is basically on families to make this work. He talked about parents' responsibility for the next few weeks, and he referred them to the Khan Academy, which is a free private online academy that he says he and his wife are using with their daughter. So this past week, everybody's been busy trying to get the technology and the paper lessons into the hands of teachers and families, and now it's time to figure out really fast how to use them.
Are all of the school districts ready? What are they saying about that?
Honestly, there's almost no way everybody is totally ready. The statewide, this is a huge public school system with 1.5 million students in district and charter schools. Duncan, the vice chair, talked about inequalities between districts, differences in the technology and the training and the internet access. But realistically, there's going to be inequalities even within districts. Not all schools and all teachers are going to be equally skilled at doing online lessons or figuring out how to connect with their kids. And not all families are equally prepared to take on what sounds like a really large burden of responsibility for homeschooling.
Okay, Ann, we will return to you in a moment. Claire Donnelly, WFAE's health reporter. Claire, the governor's order extends beyond school closures. Many businesses must close Wednesday, such as gyms and hair and nail salons. Claire, did this order come as a surprise to anybody?
Right. So far, it seems like it was less of a shock to business owners than the restaurant closure announcement last week. Our colleague Steve Harrison talked to a few people who work at hair salons, and they weren't surprised. Hairstylist Erin Ryan works at a South Charlotte salon.
I'm honestly surprised that they've let us go as long as we have, and actually very grateful that they've let us go for as long as we have, because really every client helps. Like, every client is more money that I have put away. And also, it's just nice to see everybody before I get shut into my apartment.
So state officials say the reason for this new order is to keep people from having close contact. So that's the social distancing we've been hearing so much about, staying 6 feet away from other people to avoid spreading COVID-19. And North Carolina is definitely not alone in taking these steps. At least four other states, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and Pennsylvania, temporarily closed barbershops and nail and hair salons starting this past weekend. And Los Angeles and New York City have reportedly closed movie theaters. And two big theater companies, AMC and Regal Cinemas, last week closed all of their U.S. locations for up to 12 weeks, according to the Los Angeles Times. So Governor Cooper said at today's press conference he knows it's going to be hard.
I know that these actions cause hardship and heartache for a lot of people, but they're necessary to save lives.
And I should also add, a lot of businesses in Charlotte decided to close even before the order, just as a kind of precaution. And some places saw slower business this past weekend, even though they were technically still allowed to be open.
Thanks, Claire. And Anne, a couple more education questions. What happens when students return on after the restrictions are over?
That they will return. What they said was that they will return if public health officials say that's okay at the time. If they're actually able to go back on Monday, May 18th, most schools following the traditional state calendar will have only 3 weeks left unless they somehow extend the calendar. And some districts like Iredell-Statesville and Lincoln counties started earlier in August, so they could potentially have just a few days left when they return. There was talk about coming back and being together and wrapping up this school year and making sure they're prepared for the next school year. But again, nobody really said what that would look like.
And Anne, what about state testing? We've heard a lot about that. And what's happening there?
Well, again, there are a whole lot of tests coming from all different directions. The state is seeking a waiver from the required year-end exams. You know, we think about the end of grade and end of course testing, and they're almost certain to get that waiver. There are advanced placement exams coming up, and they are being offered in a modified online version that students can take from home. International baccalaureate, that's a very rigorous program that in some cases leads to a diploma, and it's a global program because this is a global pandemic. All of those exams have been canceled for this spring. North Carolina's juniors are required to take the ACT. They took that before schools closed, but there's a makeup session for late March, and that has been canceled.
Okay. Well, thanks both of you for those updates.
Thank you.
That's Anne Doss-Helms, WFAE's education reporter, and WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly.